Caritas Internationalis is the confederation of all the Caritas organizations around the world. We are 165, and there are Caritas organizations in the Horn of Africa, in Eritrea, in Ethiopia, in South Sudan, in Sudan, in Uganda, in Kenya, and in Somalia. But Caritas Somalia is managed by Bishop Bertin, who is the Bishop of Djibouti and Somalia. And as you know, the church in Somalia cannot really be present. So Caritas Somalia is acting, in fact, in the north of Somalia, close to Djibouti, with Bishop Bertin being present there. The fact that we are there, we've been there for years, decades, means that the attention of Caritas has been drawn on what is happening now, what is coming out in the media now, much before. We knew that for reasons linked to climate change, maybe, but it's, you know, it comes now and again in Eastern Africa, the droughts. Then some harsh drought was there, and there would be consequences, and some initiatives have been taken already a few months back. But we have come to a situation which is a dramatic one now, and we wouldn't know, nobody would really know, that it would become so harsh. We are told by the UN that there are more than 11 million people who are facing this famine, coming famine, and we even hear that inside Somalia people start dying of hunger. And Somalia is really the crucial point. Somalia is somehow out of the frame, out of the world, because there is no government, or the government there is not administering anything. So it's a failed state, and the people are suffering all the time of that failed state. But in such a situation, that failed state cannot face the reality of famine. And even if the armed groups are saying now, you can come and help, nobody really dares going in, because there is so much insecurity, there is so much violence, there has been kidnapping in the past. So this is a real big problem, how to access the Somali people facing famine. The only or the main way up to now has been to work with the refugees or those who cross the border and who find themselves out in the camps. There's a large camp in northern Kenya. There's a large camp in southern Ethiopia. And there is some Caritas presence in those camps, not the national Caritas, but partner Caritas is from the north who are there and bringing some support that is coordinated by the UNHCR. But inside Somalia itself, this is a really big question. How can we assist to the death of probably thousands of people without being able to interact? The UN has said that they are going to go in it, but I don't really see how they are going to be able to work in that frame, that political and administrative frame. So the big question in the end is, how can we accept that Somalia, almost the only country in the world which is outside of the international community, how can we accept as human beings, as states, as international community, that such a country will remain in a desperate situation? So this has to be, it's a long-term issue or mid-term issue, but this famine has to raise the awareness of the international community that it has to do something. We cannot leave Somalia as it is now.
It's really a question of injustice. I mean, Bishop Bertin has been raising the alarm for a long, long time, and we knew it was going to happen. So it's really our fault, isn't it?
Yes, it is absolutely awful. And, well, probably Somalia does not have the interest that other states may have for the international community. Maybe there's no oil, maybe there's not, there are surely minerals, but doesn't raise the interest of the others. And we as Christians, our Somali brothers and sisters are dying. What, this is real, it's a terrible situation when you know that people are dying and you cannot come to rescue them.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, we've seen, I remember pictures, photographs of malnourished children in Ethiopia, I think it was in the 80s, and thinking this can never happen again. It's happening on a larger scale than ever. Why wasn't any action taken, notwithstanding, as you were saying, you did warn the international community well in advance?
Yeah, for those reasons that Somalia does not raise any interest because it has no natural resources, probably in large quantity that would be available. But also because there were attempts to intervene and to make things different, and those attempts failed, whether from the U.S., from the global international community, or from the Ethiopians who intervened more than once inside Somalia without any success in the end. So it's like, okay, let them do what they want, and that is not a solution. It is proving now that we've failed something internationally. So that's Somalia. There are more people facing famine in Ethiopia than in Somalia, but in Ethiopia they are reachable. So the matter there is how do we reach these people? Is there enough money internationally to bring food and water and what is necessary to them? And that's emergency. We are in a real emergency situation. We don't have to think too much. We have to act directly to save lives. So in Ethiopia, this is happening. Then after Ethiopia is Somalia in numbers, and then is Kenya, with refugees from Somalia, but also Kenyan people themselves facing the drought and the effects of the drought. So there is a response as well. South Sudan in its eastern part is also touched by the drought. You know, it's the same region. This new state of South Sudan needs support in every field. But right now, because of this drought and coming famine as well, probably for the eastern people, there's a special support needed for this new state to start in the right rails and not be stuck by problems that might arise because of the drought in the east.
When you speak of Eritrea, are you speaking of a situation that exists since Eritrea and Ethiopia signed a truce?
Yes, the situation has gotten worse even. You know, when Eritrea seceded from Ethiopia, it was with the agreement of Ethiopia. So there were two states with borders which were agreed by the two. But then Eritrea starting saying this is not the border is not at the right place and started war again with Ethiopia. And as you say, there's a truce. So they never came to a real peace agreement among themselves. But the educated people in Eritrea have left the country. So the situation is really a dire one where ideology is taking over reality. When people are moving inside the country, they come to the cities because they don't have anything to eat. They come with their cattle and the government says, no, you have to go back. That's ideology. They refuse reality. So the church there is in a very difficult situation.
Are there any other countries you'd like to shine the light on as forgotten or neglected by the international community at this moment?
Well, regarding drought and famine, the focus is really Horn of Africa right now. But of course there are other countries in the world which are just forgotten. We speak of forgotten crises. We might call the attention on Central African Republic, for instance, which is not far from that area, where the government is very weak, where the situation inside the country remains very unstable. The eastern part of the country, about one-third of the country, is not administered, so it's left to itself. So it's far from Somalia in some way. There are problems in Malawi right now, but for other reasons. But the neglected crisis usually is where there is no interest, I mean economic or financial interest by the powerful, you know, by the rich nations. So just leave it as they are. There would be more attention on Chad, for instance, because now you have oil, which is running out of Chad. So,
would you like to make an appeal through Vatican Radio for the Horn of Africa crisis?
Absolutely. The global community now, because the consciousness of what is happening has been raised, and Caritas has been part of this awareness building in the United Nations, our delegate to the United Nations in New York has been present to the Security Council discussions on that issue. So the international community has raised the alarm, and the UN has been requesting for $2 billion, and we know that they've got more than $1 billion now. So there's still a need for the governments to come up and bring. But the way the UN or the governments are responding, very structured way, administrative way, is not enough. The civil society organizations, the NGO, the Caritas organizations are very close, much closer to the people than the administrative setup of a state. So it's very important to match the international community response to people's groups response. And so Caritas may probably benefit from some of that international money, but it's also important that we can act in our respective way. The local Caritas organizations, whether in Ethiopia, in northern Somalia and Djibouti, in Kenya especially, and South Sudan, alas, not really in Eritrea, for the reasons I've said, they are acting and they need money to go further.
So you're saying each and every one of us can actually do something about that, right?
Absolutely. We are all concerned. And if you just realize, I was shocked by that news that Somali ladies coming out of Somalia to Kenya with their kids were forced almost, but I imagine it must be terrible to abandon children who were going to die, but were not dead yet, to be able to make it to Kenya. That's terrible. So we do have to intervene, to act, and every one of us can participate through sending money that will allow the Caritas member organizations present there, coordinated around the national Caritas, Caritas Ethiopia, Caritas Kenya, especially, to be present with the people who will be probably on the edge of what the international community is doing.
So go on to the Caritas website, and through there is a channel to make a donation?
Yes, you can donate through caritas.org, which is our international, the Confederation's website. There is possibility to donate online. You can also donate to your national Caritas organizations that you must know. I don't think I can list them in the English language, but the national, the solidarity among the Caritas network is in this situation a very strong one. So not only the northern Caritas will participate and donate, but also the southern ones. We will for sure receive money from African Caritases, from Asian Caritases, from Latin American Caritases. This is the beauty of the Confederation, is coming together when there is such a distress somewhere in the world.
So take responsibility, all of us, right?
Yes, we all are responsible. And I would like to say that beyond this present moment where solidarity is very much needed, we have to raise the awareness that, especially coming back to Somalia, something has to be done and our respective governments have to get involved. It's not a matter only of a few people in the UN. It's a matter of all of us to ask for the Somali people to be able to live a peaceful life. And there are ways to help the Somalis to have a state and not accept anymore these Shabab and all these groups that are making their law and just forgetting about the people themselves and the poorest especially.